This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Monday, April 30th. Well, prices are up, but questions remain on the grain market Friday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Now, the wheat is also higher today, and the bullish trend is remaining intact. I know that the weather troubles that we're having in the southern plains are still there. As we start to harvest, we're going to really see what the numbers are. Next Tuesday is going to tell the tale. The market is kind of surging and really going to end up on a positive note for this week for sure. And I think that this weather has really helped a lot of the bulls, that U.S. dollar index, not so much, really putting a lid on it. And long term, I know that the bears are still lurking in the wheat market, so we have to watch that closely. But any kind of poor numbers coming out of that winter wheat is going to send the market a lot higher.
Chicago May wheat prices closed Friday up 14 and 3 quarters at 495. May corn was up 3.5 at 390 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for June ended the day up 8, ranging from 580 to 590 and a half. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for April were up 20 and a half, ranging from 652 and a quarter to 672 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for April were up 6 and 3 quarters, ranging from 741 and a quarter to 781 and a quarter. Live cattle for April were up $1.92 and a half at 124.72 and a half. May feeder cattle were up $1.72 and a half at 142.37 and a half. And May class 3 milk was up 8 cents at 1506. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.